제24회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 대여할 할 자동차를 고르시오.
Star rent a car, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to rent a car for a week.
Okay, do you have a particular model in mind? We have a beautiful convertible for classy ladies.
I'll have a long trip, so a spacious and comfortable one will be good.
What about a minivan?
How many people can a minivan accommodate?
6 people, but if you have a lot of baggage, I recommend a big van.
But I've never driven a van before. I think a big sedan might be better for me.
Okay, then. I recommend a premium sedan for you. It's $50 a day.
Wow, that's expensive. I guess I'll be okay with driving a big van. After all, I've been driving for more than 10 years.
There's no difference between driving a sedan and driving a van, actually.
Okay, I'll take a spacious van, please.
2번. 다음을 듣고 미즈 요한슨에 대한 도서관 직원들의 심정 변화로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Johansson was appointed head librarian because of her organizational abilities and her plans for improving the library services. At first, the other staff members appreciated her ideas and enthusiasm. She always came up with innovative ideas and did her best to implement them. Also, she never said no to working late at night or on weekends. But after several weeks of working with her, they began to resent her frequent memos and meetings. She was rarely seen in the library. She became a totally different person. The more they learned about her management style, the less they liked it. The library staff welcomed Ms. Johansson and her ideas at first, but after they got to know her better, their respect for her changed to dislike and scorn.
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
I just heard about Joey's loss. He must have taken it quite hard.
Yes, he was very close to his mother.
I know, they were like close friends.
And it happened suddenly, so he must have been very shocked.
Did his mother have a disease or something?
Yes, she had cancer, but it was in its early stages, so everybody thought that it would be cured.
So did you go to her funeral?
Yes, fortunately, lots of people attended to console Joey.
I should have gone there, but I was in New York on business.
I told Joey about that. You can give him a call now.
Do you think it's a good idea to visit him for a while?
He might want to be home by himself. Give him a call first.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁하는 일을 고르시오.
You're home late again. What have you been up to?
I've been playing Santa Claus.
Playing Santa?
Last night I was at the children's ward of the hospital.
You've never done that for your own children.
And tonight I helped wrap gifts at the orphanage.
That's very nice of you, but charity begins at home.
What do you mean?
Your own children haven't seen you at all lately. Don't you think you should pay some attention to them, too?
But we have so much and others have so little. I was just trying to spread some Christmas cheer.
I'm sure your efforts are immensely appreciated, but we need your attention.
I didn't know you felt that way.
I don't think it's unreasonable to ask you to take care of your own family before going out to help others.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 이용하게 될 교통수단을 고르시오.
Memorial Day weekend is coming up.
Yes, let's do something exciting.
Why don't we visit our parents in LA?
That's a good idea. Should we drive or take the train?
I think it'll be faster if we drive. We can be there in 6 hours.
Maybe, but I'd rather not be on the road with all that traffic on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I can't stand the holiday traffic jam.
Let's take the train. Better safe than sorry.
How about taking a plane? If we take a plane, we can get there much faster.
But as you know, I can't afford it.
Okay, then there's no other choice.
I'm glad you agree. Then should I call the station to book tickets?
I'm going downtown by bus anyway. I'll go to the station and buy tickets.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 해줄 수 있는 조언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Listen, Ted. If you intend to ask Juliet to marry you, you've got to get moving.
Don't rush me. I want to take it slow.
Why haven't you asked her yet? Don't you love her?
I guess I'm afraid to get married, although she loves me and I certainly love her.
You'll be shocked to hear what I'm going to say.
What is it?
Well, the other day, Mario told me he was going to buy a ring.
Is he going to propose to somebody? I didn't know that he has a girlfriend.
He said he would ask Juliet to marry him.
What? I didn't know that. How dare he?
You can't just keep talking about marrying Juliet. You've got to do something about it.
Now I think I should. Before that, I need Mario's phone number.
Calm down.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 탈 열차의 출발 시간과 두 장의 표값이 바르게 짝지어진 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like some information about trains to Boston. I want to travel on Sunday morning at about 10 a.m.
Fine. Do you want to take the express train or the local train?
Express train, please.
There's an express train at 10:20 a.m. on Sunday. Is that okay with you?
Great. How much is it?
One way or round trip?
One way, please.
It's $24.
Oh, I only have $40 with me now, and I need two tickets.
Okay, in that case, there is a local train at 9:50 a.m., and it's $18.
Great, I'll take that one. Two tickets, please.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to My Lovely Pet. Today I invited a very special guest. Let's meet Linda Peterson.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Oh, my pleasure. Can you introduce your special friends to me?
This is Chow. He's 2 years old and from China.
And what is his name here?
This is she, actually. She's 1 year old and from Africa.
A panda, a gorilla, and a beautiful lady. What an interesting combination. So, how did you start to live together?
I'm an animal trainer at the California Zoo. They were abandoned by their mothers, so I've been taking care of them ever since.
It must cost a fortune to take care of them.
That's true, but I'm a vet as well, so I don't have to worry about the hospital fee.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자에게 일어난 일의 순서가 적절하게 나열된 것을 고르시오.
Finally, you're here. We thought you'd never make it. Is everything all right?
Sure, we're fine. Please accept our deepest apologies for arriving so late.
What happened?
In fact, we were caught by the police for speeding.
Really? So you got a ticket?
Yes, I was fined $100.
Oh, you wanted to see me that bad? You should have slowed down.
I know. And you know what? I got a flat tire on the freeway and it took us a while to put on the spare.
You must be kidding.
We almost called you to cancel our plans after we got the tire changed, but we decided it would be better to show up late than not to show up at all.
You did the right thing. We would have been terribly disappointed if you hadn't come.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 대화를 끝낸 직후 할 일을 고르시오.
Hi, Gina. I'm here to pick up your truck. Remember? You promised to let me borrow it for the day.
That I did. But my brother took the truck this morning to pick up some furniture at a warehouse.
But a promise is a promise.
He needed it right away, so I gave it to him.
Then what should I do?
I'm sorry, but it was a very pressing matter.
When do you think he'll be back?
He should be back in a couple of hours. Then the truck is yours.
Okay, I can wait for a few hours.
My sister and I are going out for lunch now. Would you like to come with us?
Thanks, but I'd rather stay here and wait for your brother. Maybe I'll watch some videos and eat some popcorn.
Okay, then we'll be back soon.
Is Crystal off practicing again?
Yes, that's all she does. She's up at 4 in the morning, and by 5 she's already at the ice rink. She puts in 2 full hours of practice before going to school.
Wow, she's energetic.
From 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. she studies in school. Then after school, she practices for another 3 hours with her partner until 7 p.m.
That's a crushing routine. Does she ever eat?
She eats in a car while she's moving. She's taking jazz lessons, too.
What time is her jazz class?
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. She wants to be a champion ice skater, so she's working hard to perfect her skills.
Then she only sleeps for 6 hours from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m.?
She needs some time for her homework, too. She usually does her homework until midnight.
I wonder how she handles her schedule every day.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말의 의미로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Juliet, isn't the weather lovely?
It sure is. It's great to be outside.
You look great in your new dress today.
Oh, thanks. In fact, it's my sister's.
Your sister's? Can I buy you a better dress?
You don't have to. By the way, is that another new jacket you're wearing?
Yeah, I just got it the other day. Like it?
I sure do. But lately you've been spending like a madman. Where's all this money coming from?
No problem. I've been buying everything on credit.
Aren't you worried about paying it back?
I know I've been spending a lot, but so far I've been able to make my monthly payments.
Sure, but what if you get laid off? Your construction job won't last forever.
I know, but I'll cross that bridge when and if I come to it.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
What's the problem?
I was robbed by a man on a motorbike.
2번.
Do you know where the police station is?
Go straight and turn left at the corner.
3번.
What can I do for you, ma'am?
I'm wondering how much money I can loan.
4번.
What kind of bag do you want to have?
I want a brown bag made of sheep leather.
5번.
This house is what you wanted to see the other day.
Wow, it's fantastic.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Say, Peter, I haven't seen you with Lily in these days.
She's been traveling overseas for the past 2 months.
Don't you miss her?
To tell you the truth, I never thought I'd miss her so much.
They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's true, in my case anyway. I guess I was taking Lillian for granted.
People do that when they become too close.
I didn't realize how much she means to me until she was gone.
I think most people react the same way.
I decided I'll take better care of her when she comes back.
Please don't forget how you're feeling now after she comes back.
I definitely won't.
Tell me, when is Lillian due back?
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
When I ran into Neil the other day, he was coughing up a storm. Is he okay?
He's taken up smoking again.
I thought that he quit smoking for good.
You know, he had quit for about a year, but I guess old habits die hard.
What did the doctor say?
The doctor warned him that he would have health problems if he continued to smoke.
What made him start again?
As I said, it's very difficult to change a set habit.
But he was doing quite well, wasn't he?
Yes, until he had some personal problems. He was fired from his work.
He was laid off? That must have been very tough to handle.
He started smoking again to alleviate the strain of dealing with it.
Wow,
this looks great. I love the beach.
Yeah, me too. And the weather is perfect today.
I know. So what are we doing this afternoon?
Anything you want. We have a lot of options. Swimming, sunbathing, windsurfing, fishing, and snorkeling.
How long are we supposed to stay here? 4 days?
What are you talking about? We are going to stay here for 10 days.
10 days? That's amazing.
So, are you ready to go out?
In fact, I feel a little bit tired. We've been driving for 8 hours. I think I need a rest today.
I see. By the way, I love this cabin. It's cozy and comfortable. I really don't like those big hotels.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 멜리사에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian's friend Melissa lost her watch she got for her birthday present the other day. She felt even more disappointed because the watch was exactly what she had wanted. Everybody agreed that it was an exquisite watch. Especially Julia showed a great deal of interest. Melissa is sure that Julia stole her watch because she wanted to have the watch badly. Brian knows Julia admired the watch many times, but he doesn't think Julia stole her watch. He has known Julia for more than 10 years, and he knows that she would never do such a thing. So he says maybe it wasn't Julia. But Melissa still believes Julia stole her watch. Brian wants to advise Melissa not to make a hasty judgment. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say to Melissa?